Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
We were just going through. We had John Matarese in here earlier this morning. He was talking about how, you know, a lot of the deals aren't necessarily on Black Friday. A lot of these deals are on Cyber Monday, the really good deals. It also depends on what you buy. In this study, it found that jewelry is the most discounted type of product on Black Friday.
Man, if you're going to shop, hear that.
Especially if you're going to shop on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Andrea.
Yes, hello.
What's the first thing you're going to buy on Black Friday?
I'm going to buy my husband, Carlos, an Apple Watch and an Apple laptop.
Wow.
He's one lucky guy.
He must be a very good husband.
Absolutely, he is.
And that's a heck of a deal.
What are you hoping for?
You know, I'm pretty easy. Maybe some fuzzy socks I just heard you guys talking about.
You're easy.
And well, he knows I like juicy couture perfume.
Yeah, you kind of broke up there. Can you say that again?
Oh, that fuzzy socks and juicy couture perfume.
Juicy couture,
yeah.
Gotcha. Now, where are you getting your Apple
Watch,
yeah, watch.
Getting from the Apple store or from Best Buy?
I honestly think I'm going to have to look at the ad for Best Buy, but it's between Best Buy or the Apple store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good luck. I hope you find a great deal on that.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Awesome. Merry Christmas. Thank you guys.
Bye-bye.
Too.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Carrie.
Yes, sir.
What's the first thing you're going to buy on Black Friday?
A beer.
Yeah,
girl.
Good for you.
Good idea.
I do not like shopping, much less on Black Friday.
Oh, so. Me too.
You're just going to sit home and get drunk, or you're going to have a beer and shop?
No, that's a plan. That could be deadly, though. You know that.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But basically, you're just going to avoid the malls altogether.
Yes.
Atta girl.
Shopping, it'll be online.
Yeah.
So I just had to share that with you.
Well, you enjoy that.
Thanks.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's funny. I was at Kroger over the weekend, and you know the Kroger in Oakley has you know, like a little wine and beer bar, beer and
mm-hmm,
wine bar,
mm-hmm.
And I noticed there are a lot of men
that are hanging out at the beer and wine bar.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna meet you over there in about 30 minutes.
Right.
Hey, that's a smart place for single dudes to hang out too while women are doing their grocery shopping.
That and, honey, I got to run out and do some errands.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to run to Kroger.
I got to run to Kroger.
That's funny.
Oh, my goodness. What took you so long? The crowds were crazy.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Hey, they'd be legit if they were at my Kroger, Liberty Township Kroger. The grand reopening was over the weekend, and Jacob and I were hanging out from 10 to 12 at the wine and beer bar, which is new up there. And that place was packed. The party was on.
Let's go back to the part where you said that's a place where single men should hang out. For
they should, because there's
women,
you know,
who are shopping.
Women, absolutely.
Maybe we do a Jen Jordan date night.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Let's do a happy hour at my Liberty Township Kroger. I'm telling you, and the beer and wine, they had us planted in my most glorious of all places, because I was surrounded by all of the things I love. I had the beer and wine bar right behind me, the Murray cheese to my right, the Boar's Head to my left, and then I'm just on this row of the new pizzeria and the chicken and company and the Eli's barbecue, and they even have sushi there, and so it was just like, wow.
That's just good floor design.
And then you should have seen all of the cakes that were there, all the decorated cakes for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It was a glorious 2 hours.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
It's a glorious place.
That's right. I need to bring in the chocolate hummus. Have you tried the chocolate? Have you had
chocolate
hummus?
No, I have not.
Boar's Head has chocolate hummus. It's good.
Weird, because it's like a mental game.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
Really?
You know it's hummus, mm-hmm, but it's chocolate.
Mm. So it's delicious.
It is delicious.
And good for you.
And glorious.
Wow.
All wrapped up into one.
Well, it's going to be a great holiday season.
It is. I think my favorite part, though, Hude was there. And Hude was riding around in one of the electronic carts. I don't know why that tickled me so much, but it did. Just to see him going up and down the aisles, and he had a...
He does a lot of running around.
He does. He gets tired, that guy. He's very busy.
Time now for another round of the Best Friend Game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Missy and Danielle, everybody. Welcome to...
Hi, girls.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Yes. We are.
We are apprehensively ready, but yes.
I mean, the smiles are very big, and you're never quite sure what that means. Does it mean, yay, I'm happy to be here? Or does it mean, oh, crap, what did we just get ourselves into?
Probably more the, oh, crap, what did we get ourselves into?
All right, so whose idea was it?
Mine.
That Missy. Would be Missy.
Mine, yeah. Yes.
And Missy, I've... you have heard the Best Friend Game, right?
Yes, we both have.
You know how risque it sometimes gets. And
I do, and I think that's what we're nervous about.
Yeah. It's a good nervous. It's a fun nervous, right? Because yeah. How long have you known each other?
17 years.
So you were young when you met.
I was going into seventh grade.
So still, before anything really major.
Oh, yeah.
Happened. Yeah. So you know everything.
Probably too much.
And, you know, that can bite you in the butt with this game sometimes because, you know, the answer is often, it depends. You know, in this situation, I would give you this answer. In this situation, I would give you... And that's why I think Jeff and I suck so hard at it, because we know too much.
We know too much about each other, but be careful not to overthink some of the answers. Yeah.
Just spit out the first thing that comes into your mind. So what do you do when you hang out?
Well, our lives are different now. We both have kids, so I think that's evolved.
Play dates.
Yeah, play dates and
married with
together.
Children.
Yes.
Yes. How many kids?
One each.
One each, and big or little? Medium sized?
I have a 2-year-old.
Oh, that's fun.
Fun age.
That's Danielle.
Yes, yeah. Boy or girl?
Girl.
Girl. Okay.
What about you, Missy?
I have a 6-month-old girl.
Tiny. You're still in that not getting very much sleep phase.
I get a lot of sleep.
Do
and it's
you really?
Fantastic. Yes.
How do you manage that?
I don't know. She sleeps about 11 to 12 hours a night. So.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
We feel great and very lucky.
Oh, so you wonder, when's it going to hit?
I'm waiting for it.
Is it going to be 16?
I'm waiting for
probably
it.
Probably the teenage years.
You think the teenage years? Oh, yeah. Is that when you gave your parents a run for their money?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Probably.
Yeah.
So you got husbands you like a little bit?
Just a little. I'll keep mine around for a little bit.
Pretty good guys.
Keep around for a minute or two.
Yeah. And do you work?
I'm a hairdresser.
Oh, fun.
That's Danielle.
Fun. And you?
And I work in HR.
In HR. Cool. Mm. Now, do you do her hair?
I do.
I would hope so.
I think she was like my first client, too.
That's brave.
In cosmetology school.
Yeah. You were the one that got to volunteer for all of the new things that she was trying, right? Yep.
Yes.
All right. Well, are you ready to do this?
We are.
We are.
All right.
All right. So, Missy, we'll see you in a few minutes. She is heading off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth, soundproof isolation booth, so that she can't hear what Danielle is saying about her.
Okay.
And now that the door is officially sealed shut, Jen, whenever you're ready.
All right. Would she rather ride a horse, a roller coaster, or a Cincinnati Bengal?
I would say roller coaster.
Roller coaster. Okay. What do you really wish she would do with her hair or let you do with her hair?
Chop it off short.
Okay. What does she want her husband to do better with the baby?
I think he helps out like a ton. So I know they're always going back and forth of who's going to pick her up from daycare.
Okay.
So maybe I'll volunteer for daycare more.
Volunteer to pick her up. Okay. How many adult toys does she own? 0 to 5, 6 to 10, or more than 10?
I would say 0 to 5.
0 to 5. And which of your other friends is the biggest gossip?
I'll say Meredith.
All right. There's your five questions. Now that Danielle has answered all five, we're going to bring Missy back to the studio to see how her answers stack up to Danielle's. Come on back, Missy.
They weren't that bad.
Sure. Welcome back. Danielle just set off mic to Missy. They weren't that bad. So the first question is worth $10.
Would you rather ride a horse, a roller coaster, or a Cincinnati Bengal?
We'll go with a horse.
I said roller coaster.
I've done that before, so I was just thinking of something different.
I never pictured you like riding a horse
before.
Oh, no, I have not done that.
All right, you're still in it?
What does she wish you'd let her do with your hair?
Grow it out longer?
Oh, I said the complete opposite.
She said, chop it short.
I did.
Really?
Has she ever done that to you?
You've never had this conversation?
I've asked her, and then I always want it to grow. We have, and then I always grow it back out, but not super short.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a pixie or anything. Like, I'm wanting, like, maybe, like, collarbone, chin length, and somewhere in between there.
Oh.
Mm. Okay.
We're failing.
A little bit. But there's still hope. You got three more.
Yeah. Question number three.
What do you want your husband to do better with the baby?
Oh. Eat her more?
Eat her more.
What'd you say?
What'd you say, Danielle?
I said the only thing I hear the most is who's picking her up from daycare. So I said maybe volunteer for daycare, pick up more.
Daycare driving duties? Yes.
Yeah.
No. She's kind of shrugging her shoulders. Yeah.
Boy, you two need to spend a little more time together.
Maybe we do. Tomorrow. We'll practice again tomorrow.
We're going to reconnect.
All right.
Question
You'll
number
get
four.
This. How many adult toys do you own? 0 to 5, 6 to 10, or more than 10?
0 to 5.
There you go.
There's your first $10.
There you go.
We got one.
I know it. And you guys probably had the discussion on the way here. If she asks any questions, go low.
No.
All right.
So your fifth and final question now, even though you only have $10, you can still triple your money. You would win an extra $20. So you'd walk out of here with 30.
Which of your other friends is the biggest gossip?
Biggest gossip.
I didn't think we had any.
I know.
So I just took a lucky stab at it.
I'm going to go with Beth.
I didn't say Beth.
Did you say Amanda?
She said Meredith.
Yeah, that would probably be right.
You always have to have one in the group who maybe not necessarily is being...
She doesn't mean evil intent,
just likes to talk about what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
Jen, who would you say is the biggest gossip on our show out of the four of us?
Oh, man. The one who has the most information or shares the most information?
Well, who has the most information?
Fritch has the most information.
Who enjoys that information the most?
You think me?
Totally you.
I am curious. I always want to know what everybody's up to.
The first
you
thing...
Always ask so many questions. Sometimes I tell you and sometimes I don't, but you always ask the questions.
Like well, I'm curious.
If she is out sick for a day or she goes on vacation, the first thing, so what happened while
what
I was
I
gone?
What
no,
I
get
miss?
That text the night before. And what I'm like, nothing
today.
Really. We just did the normal blah, 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 blah.
She lies to me.
I never lie.
She
I
never,
hate lying.
Lying by omission is lying.
I'm telling you the truth when I say nothing happened.
So the next best friend game, the next celebrity best friend game is going to be Jen and Fritch.
Yay!
In the meantime, you guys didn't walk out of here empty-handed. You still got $10.
That's
Missy
right.
And Danielle, you are truly best friends. It's obvious. Thank you for coming on the Best Friend Game, guys.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.